Hamas said on Thursday that it was committed to honoring a truce with Israel that has come under severe strain in recent days, adding that it planned to proceed with the next hostage prisoner swap this weekend as planned. Palestinian sources reported progress in efforts to salvage the ceasefire, which was plunged into crisis after Hamas warned it would not release hostages on Saturday, citing Israeli violations. Israel hit back, saying that if Hamas failed to free captives on schedule, it would resume its war in Gaza. "We are keen to implement it, the ceasefire, and oblige the occupation to fully abide by it," Hamas spokesman Abdel Latif Al-Kwanu said, adding that mediators were pushing for Israel to resume the exchange process on Saturday. The group later said in a statement that it was committed to carrying out the next exchange according to the specified timetable. A Palestinian source said mediators had obtained from Israel a promise to put in place a humanitarian protocol starting from this morning, which would allow construction equipment and temporary housing into the devastated territory. Egyptian state-linked media said heavy equipment and trucks carrying mobile homes were ready to enter Gaza from Egypt on Thursday, with AFP images showing a row of bulldozers on the Egyptian side of the border. However, Israel later said they would not be allowed to enter through the crossing. "There is no entry of caravans, mobile homes, or heavy equipment into the Gaza Strip, and there is no coordination for this," Omer Dustri, a spokesman for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, wrote on X, saying no goods are allowed to enter the Gaza Strip through the Rafah crossing. Hamas has previously accused Israel of holding up the delivery of heavy machinery needed to clear the vast amount of rubble littering the territory. Power games. U.S. President Donald Trump had warned earlier this week that hell would break loose if the Palestinian group failed to release all the remaining hostages by noon on Saturday. "If fighting resumes," Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz said, "the new Gaza war will not end without the defeat of Hamas and the release of all the hostages. It will also allow the realization of U.S. President Trump's vision for Gaza," he added. Trump, whose return to the White House has emboldened the Israeli far right, sparked global outcry with a proposal for the United States to take over the Gaza Strip and to move its 2.4 million residents to Egypt or Jordan. The Gaza truce, currently in its first phase, has seen Israeli captives released in small groups in exchange for Palestinians in Israeli custody. The warring sides, which have yet to agree on the next phases of the truce, have traded accusations of violations, spurring concern that the violence could resume.